the Law and Ordeals podcast. We are going on the road a little bit.
We're traveling up north.
That's right. We're traveling up north. Do you frequently go up north, Lainey?
No, I wish I would like to go more.
I'm kind of from up north. So this is a great adventure for the Law and Ordeals podcast. My name is J.R. Radcliffe. I am with Now News Group.
And I'm Lainey Seiler, also from Now News Group.
We like to sift through the strange and stupid in Milwaukee area police reports, but this week we are expanding our reach. We're becoming global. And by global, we mean a little bit of northern Wisconsin.
Yep.
In addition to other, we've gone to northern Wisconsin before. There was a guy in a beer cooler, if someone will recall.
It was a good moment, proud moment for that man.
It was a proud moment. But now we're going to maybe make some regular trips and visit the police reports in Appleton and Wisconsin Rapids. So you can find that on this edition of the Law and Ordeals podcast. But we're going to start, where are we going to start? We're going to start in our backyard,
right? We're going to start in our backyard with sort of a holiday-themed occurrence,
yes,
shall we say.
It is the season here on Law and Ordeals.
Okay, so South Milwaukee police were called to the residence on Minnesota Avenue on Thanksgiving Day for a domestic argument and took a 28-year-old South Milwaukee man into custody on a misdemeanor weapons charge. According to the report, the man was intoxicated and took a sword off the wall and used it to attack a refrigerator in the home. The man went, quote, went nuts on the fridge, according to the report.
This is perfect Thanksgiving fare.
I know.
Perfect. And now, the question of motivation here on the fridge. Do you think he was just simply upset that in my imagination, he couldn't fit all the stuff in the fridge and got frustrated. And instead of rearranging it, he just grabbed that sword that happened to be off the wall.
He went nuts on the fridge because all those leftovers just could not fit.
Could not fit. Thanksgiving is such a stressful occasion, right?
It is.
Right?
You know, your family's there. This poor guy probably got hounded by his mother-in-law or something. Who knows?
I'm just going to grab that samurai sword that we keep on the wall, and I'm going to let the fridge know about it.
Yeah.
All that turkey goes to waste.
I know. I mean, it really got to him this year.
It doesn't keep that food. You can't just keep it on the counter and eat it 2 days later.
No, and it was too warm to keep it outside. Sometimes you can use the outdoors as a cooler.
That's right. The garage doesn't work this year.
I know. That poor fridge. Innocent bystander.
Ruined by the sword that the family kept on the wall. Maybe
probably
if you're going to host.
Probably ruined the sword, too.
Probably, but let's think about this. If you're going to host Thanksgiving, you can't have swords on the wall. It's just bad practice.
No.
Because family members end up hating each other at Thanksgiving.
I know. It's like the prime time to get in a fight.
Sounds like a good time to go to the Fox Valley, my hometown. We'll start in Appleton, Wisconsin. Police are seeking information after a witness claimed to see a man climb out of a manhole. This was on East Glenhurst Lane in Appleton. The witness called police at about 5:40 in the afternoon, said the man reached back into the manhole, retrieved a small black and gray dog. Then the witness said the man helped a young girl out of the manhole. The witness told police that the girl was about 11 or 12, wearing a hat and glasses, and after being helped onto the street, asked, "Are we in China?" The group reportedly walked away, but officers checked the area and were not able to locate anyone matching the description.
That is amazing.
That is so great. Now, I am touched by this one because I feel like this is a proud parenting moment for this guy. Like because, you know, the whole principle of you go into the ground, you come out the other side, and you're in China, right? That's
right.
Sort of the easy way to explain the globe to young kids. So clearly, he's like, let's do it. Let's go to China.
Let's find out. Let's take the dogs, too.
Yeah, let's take the dog. We're gonna go underground and come out the other side. Yeah. Are we in China? Oh, man, that actually, like, it makes me so happy to think the guy was so committed to giving his daughter a good experience.
And the daughter believed it. She's like, did we? Maybe in Appleton they do have a portal to China.
Maybe they do. It's a little weird, though, when you come out smelling like the sewers. That's probably not an ideal way to try to teach your kids about the world.
Oh, my God. It's really hilarious.
I'm very, very excited for this guy.
I know.
Is that criminal to climb into the sewers? It's
got
to be, right? People do it in movies all the time. Nobody
Maybe
ever gets arrested for going into the sewers.
I don't know, actually.
It would have been a crazy way for the movie It, to end, where, like, they kill the killer clown, and they're like, kids, you can't be in the sewer. You're all getting cited. All misdemeanor citations. There you go.
Yep. Going over to Wisconsin Rapids. This is a series of reports that I think...
Some rapid fire from Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah. 9:20 a.m. Tuesday, a woman reported someone stole her newspaper on Monday and Tuesday.
We can't have that. You need your newspaper people. Trust us. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, you can find subscription info. Never mind. Keep going.
5:47 p.m. Tuesday, a caller reported a train blocking the road near an intersection. Very important. These things happen here, too.
Keep going, yes.
11 p.m. Tuesday, a caller reported a man wearing a bear head walking north on State 13. South near NEPCO Lake Road.
Things escalating in Wisconsin rapids. Yeah. It starts with someone taking your newspaper. Then there are trains blocking the intersections. Yeah. Also, I love the gall of somebody to call the police when there's a train blocking the intersection. I want to do that when there's just somebody driving in front of me slowly, but that's great. And then
they haven't been to Waukesha, I don't think, this person.
And then dude in a bear head walking around on State 3 on the highway at 11:03 at night. Are we sure that's a bear head or was that a Sasquatch? Or an actual bear?
Yeah, maybe it was a bear.
I mean,
maybe
that's
it was
possible.
Just a really hairy man.
This is the northern part of the state.
Yeah.
And not to be stereotypical about it, but you know, there's a lot of woods up there,
yeah.
So it could be a really hairy man. That's don't look at me when you say that. I know what you're thinking. No, I don't own a bear head either, but
but you would walk around with it.
Oh man, if you had a bear head, wouldn't you walk around at night with it all the time? Think of all the
totally.
Actually, I can't think of anything. I can't think of a single good reason why. But
it
sounded good at the time. That's what that is.
I'm glad they called them to report that.
Highway 13, that is that's a throwback. I don't know if I assume it's the same 13 that goes all the way north to my elementary school days at Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Could you know, be. I wouldn't know. I haven't been on that one.
It goes very north if it's the 13 I'm thinking of. Hey, let's get back to the Milwaukee area. We'll stay on the north end of it, I suppose. In Glendale, a chair was thrown and a sugar packet holder was broken at Applebee's on Port Washington Road. The two customers were upset that the restaurant had run out of 6-ounce steaks and did not want to pay for the 8-ounce steaks.
How dare you?
I need meat, red meat, but not 6 ounces. Or not 8 ounces, 6 ounces.
They're like, what? You're going to throw a chair over something like that?
Again, you know, the refrigerator was wounded earlier. We've got a sugar packet holder damaged.
I mean, I get hangry, but whoa, people.
Also, I would imagine once those people got a little bit feisty that the Applebee's might have been well served just to be like, fine, you can have the price. You can have the 8-ounce steak for the 6-ounce price.
More is it? $2? Just give it to them.
Two ounces of steak. I mean, if you're that into red meat, and clearly these dudes are, you'd like to think that would not make
a
big difference.
They want it the way they want it.
Well, that's going to cost them a little bit more money than they would have thought. They don't pay for the 8-ounce steaks. They do pay for the ticket and the fine. Congratulations, gentlemen.
All right, moving to Oak Creek. Police are investigating after security officer at Meijer reported that a male concealed $8,500 worth of electronics in his cart and covered it with an oversized stuffed animal. Store officials say the suspect has incidents in other municipalities totaling $17,000 in stolen products. Meijer police are following up with another. There's a lot of theft going on, let me just say.
Do you think stuffed animals are involved in all those thefts?
They might be.
That's a great way to hide. I mean, $8,500 in electronics. How big is that stuffed animal?
It's got to be the whole size of the entire cart.
It does.
I mean, come on. Did he really think that would work?
I don't know.
Well,
I'm going to give that a shot because I feel like stuffed animals are a good ruse. You know, if you're buying a stuffed animal, how bad a guy can you be? You know, you're giving it to your daughter. Maybe you're taking them to China later, going through the underground. I mean, you're just a good dad.
Maybe you're just like, well, oh my God, I forgot. I just didn't even see these electronics underneath this giant stuffed animal.
This massive.
Forgot to pay for them.
What even, but like, seriously, like what is in that cart? What costs $8,500? I mean,
I don't know.
Like obviously a big flat screen TV or a couple of
them. But you can't fit that in a cart.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So like what is he buying here? Is he just buying like all the GPSs in the store to fit them in the cart?
Maybe.
I don't even know. And where was this again? This was at Meijer. So it's not like
Meijer.
An electronics store, not like Best Buy.
But they have, you know, they have like Walmart electronics
stuff,
section.
No, I know.
But
I'm just impressed that he found a stuffed animal to be his accomplice in this particular.
The stuffed animal is innocent.
It was. Well, so far as we know, nobody's questioned the stuffed animal.
That's
that
true.
Is something that we need to follow up on. That's what we're here for. Let's go to Waukesha. An SUV was entered with the word, or what was entered. Entered, it was broken into, and the words "I love you" were written in marker on the back of the vehicle in the 200 block of McCall Street. Nothing was reported missing. Some marker writing was also found in the side of the house at the address.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'm really confused. What's happening here? Nothing was reported missing out of the car. Some marker was on the side of the house. Okay, so this was, I'm picturing this at a parking lot, but clearly it's at a residence.
No, it's outside someone's house.
I
know, isn't that a sweet action though?
No.
Someone has a stalker in Waukesha.
We've talked about that. That is not okay behavior and in this day and age. And it is not okay when you use permanent marker on somebody's upholstery. Although I'm guessing the car was unlocked at the time. So.
Yeah.
Maybe not do that. Maybe lock it next time. I don't know.
Maybe. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah. What if it's the wrong
it's
car?
It's a nice message, though. It could have been a lot worse.
It could have been. Yeah, it's a friendly vandal, I guess is the term we're looking for here. And I'm guessing this person had the wrong car. Because that would have been received a little differently if somebody calling the cops tells me you got the wrong person. It's not true love.
And wouldn't you think they knew who did it?
I would think so, yes. But in this case, maybe got the wrong car, maybe lock your doors. Lots of lessons to be learned here on Law and Ordeals. Thank goodness for us, Lainey.
Thank God. Lock your doors.
Yes, lock your doors. I've made that mistake, by the way, in Wauwatosa. People have taken my gum.
Your gun?
No, not my gun. I don't keep a gun.
That's what I thought.
We've talked about how terrible a criminal I am. I do not own a gun. They've taken my gum. My chewable gum. True story. Once somebody did let themselves into my car, they took my gum. And nothing else.
Did you feel violated?
I did a little bit, but nothing really was taken. Like some coins, too.
Maybe they needed fresh breath.
Well, understandably. When you're a criminal, it's hard work. You don't have time to brush your teeth. But I had a Bluetooth headset in there. I had my work badge was in there, some headphones. No, they didn't care about that. They wanted the gum.
The gum.
I'm guessing it's sort of a situation where it's like, I don't have anything to plug this stuff into, so I'm just going to, take the stuff I can chew. Fair enough.
Usable.
I Love You was not written on my upholstery, but thieves, if you're listening, I wouldn't have minded. I'd have been fine. That car's crap. I don't mind if you just want to give me a little love message. That's fine with me. Makes me feel good. But I'm going to lock my doors from now on. Sorry.
It's a good idea.
It is a good idea. Each week, Law and Ordeals goes through the strange and stupid in Milwaukee area police reports, and now going global, we'll call it, or at least to northern Wisconsin. So, Wisconsin area police reports. We hope you enjoyed our little foray through the best and the brightest. We'll catch you again very soon.
Bye.